Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. That's right. KP's back. Kathy is she's our social media expert. She's one of the top social media experts in the galaxy, and she's mine, by the way. She works with us, helps us with our strategy very successfully. We're very happy about how she helps us and does a great job. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Kathy, there's a lot of Facebook stuff going on. I want to hold that for the next segment. I want to talk about YouTube first. Can we do that?
Sure, absolutely.
You've got a very profound point here that you make about YouTube. Tell the audience.
Well, you know, YouTube has, you know, that 1 billion viewers.
1 billion.
But no profit.
No profit.
Yeah.
How can that be?
Well, you know,
because they make us do all the work.
But they have to have such a big infrastructure to support that many.
A lot of the storage. I mean, we're talking not only what's bigger than terabyte. I always forget. There's one that's two or three bigger than that. But I mean, they got to have more storage than heaven, right? I mean, it's.
Yeah, no, they do have to have so much, and the revenue has gone up to $4 billion from this year, or 2014 from $3 billion in the year earlier, and it is about 6% of Google's overall sales, but it didn't contribute to earnings. So, and you know, they have a lot of competition now.
Yeah, with Vimeo.
And, well, actually, Facebook jumped in.
Well, that. Right. That's we're going to talk about that in a minute. But see, I like Vimeo as a channel developer. You know, meaning I produce, you know, video series. I like Vimeo only because when you go to my channel on Vimeo, you stay on my channel on Vimeo.
Right.
When you go to YouTube, you get mixed up with everybody else.
Well, but when you're talking about ad revenue, you're not. Vimeo isn't the.
No, it's a little bitty, it's not necessary. Obviously, you can't only be at Vimeo. I'm just, but they do have competition. But
Amazon is putting in there.
What'd you say?
Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
And Netflix are jumping in that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
As Jimmy Durante said, everybody wants to get into the act, huh? I have noticed that more of their ads are not avoidable, it seems to me, on YouTube. There used to be where after 4 seconds you could skip out of the ad. Now it seems like more and more of them are not skippable.
Well, they're definitely trying to capture as much as possible in that. And then, you know, having that autoplay feature. They're definitely trying to increase revenue.
Autoplay feature. Tell us about that.
Meaning that everything just starts. All your ads just start.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you click on it, and then YouTube relies on, you know, tracking cookies deployed on the user's computer by Google's double click unit. Mm-hmm. So that is another big part of, you know, the data that they're using. But, you know, the thing that is interesting is YouTube is a preferred online video platform for brands. Brands like
it
because it's passive. YouTube is more of a passive environment where when you get into, like, the Facebook video, that's more of an active experience because of the social engagement.
Uh-huh, because it has all the other elements. It was social first, then became video.
YouTube
doesn't have
YouTube.
It's more monofaceted, right?
Yeah. You go to YouTube, you're watching your video, and you're not thinking about socially interacting with it. But they're trying to buy more content, like the National Football League game clips and interviews and things. So that's really what they're looking at, is saying, okay, you know, what can we do?
I wonder, though, if YouTube isn't giving them some ancillary benefit, though, that maybe may not ring the cash register the traditional way.
True. You know, there's all those
a dynamic scoring kind of an effect. It could be, you know, there always is that. You know, I mean, if people show, if they're on YouTube and they show up, maybe they spend more time on other things. Very interesting, folks. Yep. After a billion users, YouTube still not profitable. We're going to talk about a bunch of Facebook stuff that's going on with Katy Perry after these messages. She's got some really interesting reports to share with us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.